Welcome to Worldview Wednesday. Today we want to ask the question, why does worldview even matter? Well, let me expose you to a picture that comes from Andreas Kostenberger and his book, Truth Matters. In that book, he writes this, "We are not in Sunday school anymore, Dorothy. This is 9:15, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sandwiched between a short night's sleep and your 10:30 college algebra class, with little more than a gobbled down granola bar to help prepare you for what's coming next this morning. David and Goliath can't help you here. If you expect to keep your head above water in this class, you will need a lot more than Noah's Ark, and certainly more than the catchy lyrics from a three-chord worship song you learned at church last week. You are about to face a religion professor who's better at arguing your case for the validity of the Christian faith than you are, even though he doesn't believe it. Whether you attend college or not, his philosophy is popular in our culture, and it will undermine your faith as a Christian if you are not prepared. So try waking up to the smell of coffee three mornings a week across campus and being someone who learned most of what you know about Jesus from a character in a Mel Gibson movie, or by being pretty sure you feel God in your heart when you pray a certain way or listen to Christian music while you're jogging. Nothing wrong, obviously, in coloring your life with popular faith-based influences like these, but this low level of biblical knowledge simply won't cut it in your college religion classes. And not when the questions of life grow too complex to be answered anymore with crayons and church scissors or with campouts and weekend retreats. Having a robust, well-thought-out Christian faith is not for the faint of heart or the lazy-minded. We've been called to destroy strongholds and arguments and lofty opinions raised against the knowledge of God, and that will take faith and logic and reasoning and trust, which are not at all at odds with one another." So why does worldview matter? For the very reasons that Kostenberger has laid out for us. It matters in our everyday world, and it makes impact in our culture. When you pray today, please remember Elvis Garcia and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas. And also remember the Russian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Russia and the United States.